With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Just a week before the deadline for Congress to pass a spending bill to keep the federal government running, Democrats stand to be the leading scapegoat for a possible shutdown. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 38% of likely U.S. voters say that if there is a government shutdown, Democrats in Congress would be most likely to be blamed, while 29% think congressional Republicans would deserve the blame, and 21% believe most of the blame would belong to President Donald Trump. 12% are not sure. The survey of 1,199 U.S. likely voters was conducted on September 21st to the 23rd. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Defense ministers from several Eastern European countries are holding talks to bolster drone defenses after recent airspace violations. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland have all been working on the drone wall project. EU Commission spokesman Thomas Renier says the list of countries participating has been expanded.
I mentioned the seven frontline member states to that list. We have added Slovakia. We have added Ukraine. That was, of course, fully associated, giving their experience. And, of course, Denmark.
Jets scrambled on September 10 to shoot down a number of Russian drones that breached Polish airspace was one example, while airports in Denmark were temporarily closed this week after drones were flown nearby. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Transportation Department will tighten up requirements for non-citizens to get commercial driver's licenses. After three fatal crashes this year in Florida, Texas, and Alabama that officials say were caused by immigrant truck drivers who never should have received licenses. This is SRN News. The Missouri Supreme Court hears a transgender case. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The justices are considering the constitutionality of a new state law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs. In defending the statute, Missouri Solicitor General Louis Capozzi pointed to the ruling this summer by the U.S. Supreme Court that approved a similar law in Tennessee. A growing number of states are passing legislation to keep kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Polls indicate that amongst women who say they oppose abortion for religious reasons, some still terminate their pregnancies. But women affiliated with a conservative Protestant faith are less likely to have an abortion than Catholics or mainline Protestants. That's according to research by Professor Amy Adams-Isaac of City University in New York. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street broke its three-day losing streak and trimmed its losses for the week. The S&P 500 rose 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 0.4%. All three indexes pulled closer to their records set at the start of the week. Stocks got some help from a report on inflation that suggested the Federal Reserve may be able to continue cutting interest rates. Such cuts would help justify high prices for stocks after their big rally. President Trump's latest tariffs caused some waves for some stocks, but not for the broad market. The Dow up 300 points today to close at 46,247. The NASDAQ gained 99 to 22,484. The S&P added 39 points to 6,643. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.